Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I would like to welcome you to this week's segment of Blog Talk. Welcome to this week's show of Live Without Limits. Today we're going to talk about, you know, coaching yourself. And here are some things you need to think about when you're planning out your day as a way of coaching yourself. Think about things like, am I prepared? What do I need to do to become prepared? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? How well do I work with people? Can I adjust to their behaviors? Or do I like to control everything around me? Do I like to be around people, or do I like to work alone? And final questions are, what do I need to do to utilize my time so that I can do everything that I need to do within the time limit that I have to do it? Do I like to plan my days, or do I just like to do it as things come along? That is, that you don't have a plan, but you just think of something that you want to do and you just do it. Many times when we don't plan things, we don't get the things done that we need to do, or we end up doing not getting where we need to be on time. And then we're going to discuss ways that you want to change your behavior so that you can become better at doing the things you need to do. And one of the things that we're going to start with today is to talk about how do you become prepared. One way of becoming prepared is to think of yourself as planning. We need to set goals for ourselves. We need to have a plan, because just winging it, you don't always know or have anything set up in such a way that you can plan things. Now, what I would like to do is discuss some different behavior patterns that people have in the way they plan things. Now, what I do is use the DISC product, so I tend to describe things using the DISC. And someone that's a high D is someone whose emphasis is on shaping the environment by overcoming opposition and challenges. Their tendencies are to put immediate results, taking action, accepting changes. And they're motivated by the challenges of power and authority, and they direct and have making direct answers. The things that they fear are the loss of control of their environment and being taken advantage of. And you will notice that they exude self-confidence, directness, decisiveness, and they're risk takers. And their limitations are that they lack of concern of others and their impatience. Now, someone who's a high I is someone who is very talkative and very influencing, and they like to become friends with everyone. And their emphasis is on shaping the environment by persuading and influencing others. Their tendencies are the involvement with people, making a favorable impression, and they're motivated by social recognition, group activities, and relationships, and they fear social rejection, disapproval, and loss of influence. And you will notice that they exude enthusiasm, charm, socially, and optimism. And their limitations are that they're impulsively disorganized and lack of follow through. Now, the other behavior pattern is the C behavior pattern, and that's someone who's very conscientiousness. And their emphasis is on working within the circumstances to ensure quality and accuracy. Their tendencies are attention to standard and details, analytical thinking, and they're motivated by clearly self-defined performance expectations, quality and accuracy being valued. And they fear criticism of their work, slipshod methodology. You will notice that they show precision, diplomacy, analysis, skepticism, and introversion. They tend to be people who are introverted. Limitations. They are overly critical of themselves and others, indecision because of desire to collect and analyze data. Now, the S behavior pattern is a steadiness behavior pattern, and their emphasis is on achieving stability, accomplishing tasks by cooperating with others. Their tendencies is to be calm, patient, loyal, and good listeners. They're motivated by infrequent change, stability, sincere appreciation, and cooperation. And they fear a loss of stability, of the unknown, change, and unpredictability. And you will notice that someone with this behavior pattern has a lot of patience, and they're a team-oriented person. They show stability, a systematic approach to and calmness. And their limitations are that they're overly willing to give. They're putting their needs before others. And the way that you can recognize what your behavior pattern is to think of it this way. Are you going to be very outgoing, or are you going to be very someone who is very accepting? And someone who the high I and D behavior patterns, the D is very questioning, and they are results focused and direct. The I is very accepting, enthusiastic, and sociable. And they're very active and fast-paced. They tend to be very assertive, and they also have a lot of speech. Now, here are some things. If you are very high in the C behavior pattern, you're very moderate-paced, and you're thoughtful. You're very questioning, but your questioning is accuracy-focused and analytical. Now, if you exude the S behavior pattern, you're also very moderate-paced and thoughtful, but you tend to be very accepting and very patient and very emphatic. And it is important to understand these behavior patterns because we all have them within us, which means that we can adapt ourselves to any situation, but at times we tend to do things in a way where we come from our strengths rather than our weaknesses. Because if we're very fast-paced, we want things done right now. We don't have the patience to wait. And you really need to understand that, because when you're planning something, if you're very fast-paced, you want it right now. But if you're not very fast-paced, then you tend to want to wait for things to happen. And you don't mind taking your time and being very methodical in the way you do things. That is why it is very important to understand where our behavior patterns come from and why we react in certain situations. Now, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I tend to have the high D and I behavior pattern, which is very inspirational. I'm very outgoing. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy standing in front of people and helping them to make their choices. Now, my mother is someone who is likes to control every situation she's in, and she very much tries to stifle me in the things that I like to do, and they're very critical of the things that I like to do. And I have found that for me, that is very detrimental, so I've had to stay away from them because I cannot deal with the way they treat me. And so it was a matter of me finding a way to be successful for myself in ways that I needed to do that were right for me. And in their eyes, because I have a disability, I should go out and work in a job where I'm working for the government, sitting down in a sit-down job, make sure I have my health care. But that just didn't fit me and my behavior pattern. So there was a very much a conflict in the family about that. Now, my sister is deaf, and she was a very much a steadiness behavior pattern. She's very accepting, very patient, and very emphatic, but she also needs to be pushed and encouraged. And since the family did not encourage her, but would sit there and tell her, you can't live on your own. You can't think for yourself. You can't hold a job. So therefore, even though she was living in New York and going through rehabilitation services and in a city where they would have helped her to get a job, to learn to live independent, to take care of herself, because it was so important to her to have the family accepting her and showing her that they accepted her, she bought into that she was helpless and that she was worthless. Therefore, today, instead of being independent and living on her own, what is she doing but living with my mother, getting a disability check, and literally sitting there and beating up on herself because she gets very frustrated when she cannot express her anger in a way that they understand. And since she has very low self-esteem, she internalizes it and beats up on herself. And then my younger sister is very much a controlling person like my mother is, and she is always very critical. Here she is teaching special education, and she can't even get along with her sisters. She does not respect them for who they are, and she's always very critical. She's very jealous of everyone because my mother was very jealous of everyone and taught her children to be jealous. In so many ways, when I first went out on my own, it was hard for me to learn to be a very touching person because I came from an environment where there was no touching. There was no way where anyone believed in me or encouraged me to do what I wanted to do. Now, what I'd like to do is go into some things that where we can talk about how you can adapt your weaknesses to have someone who has strengths in those areas that can help you so that you can get your things done. And the way you do that is by understanding different behavior patterns and also learning how to read different behavior patterns, because we can all work together, but in so many ways, when we don't understand different behavior patterns and we don't understand why someone reacts in a certain way, then what we tend to do is be very critical and analytical instead of being accepting of people. And in so many ways, that's where we need to have our S and C come forward, because we need to learn to get along with everyone. Now, you have people that naturally learn to get along with everyone, but you have people who are naturally in the behavior pattern where they like to control. So we have to learn to adapt to each other, to work together, especially in the workplace as a team, because being able to work together as a team is how things get done and things get achieved. And what I would like to do is also discuss some things on time management, because we need to plan our lives. And what would you do? What do you, are the things that you do that you can sabotage yourself? Do you have a daily planner where you write things out? Or do you like to just think of things or do them as the mood hits you? Because what happens is if you've got work that you've got to get done, then you'll put the things that you enjoy doing first. And when you do that, then you come to the things that you don't enjoy doing, then you'll procrastinate so that you never get them done. That's why we need to prioritize the things that we do in our lives. And how we prioritize is that we put down the things and do the things that we don't enjoy first, because we will want to complete those things to get to the things that we really enjoy doing. So that we need to set things out and plan our day on a daily basis rather than just do it in such a way that it's planned haphazardly. Now, if you're in work or you're doing something for work, you always need to think in terms of the call letters WIIFM. Think of it as a radio station, because the term means what's in it for me. Whenever you are trying to help someone, you have to look at it from their point of view. That's why it's important to understand what people's different behavior patterns are, because you want to talk in their language as opposed to yours. Because if you talk in your language, then you can be very condescending, or you can be put in a position where they will sit there and ask you questions if you have not touched on the things that are very important to them. And then what happens is you become very frustrated because you feel like you're being put in a position where you're not doing the things or getting the things done or touching on the things that you want to get done. And then you resent them because they're sitting there asking you questions. So therefore, it is up to you to decide how you can learn to be adaptive to other people. Remember the call letters, WIIFM, what's in it for me? Because what we want to do is look at what are the benefits to that person, not how does it benefit us. And that's why it's important to understand how to manage your time better and plan your time. And just as I have said previously, you need to think of your goals as a step ladder, and you set it up in such a way that you are reaching each level at the speed that is right for you, because that's why it is important to understand where your behavior patterns are. Because if you're very fast paced, you want to right then and there, even though the time span or when it is going to happen may take many years to happen, because there are certain processes that you have to go through before you get to that point. So how can you, think of it this way, how can you plan your life so that you can find success for yourself? How can you learn to coach yourself in the same way that you would utilize someone else to coach you? Because in so many ways, even though we have support systems available to us, we have to come up with the final decision. Remember, because we are a superior being to animals, we have the right to make choices. I know for many a times I have people telling me, oh, if you just pray to God, it's going to happen. Well, that's true, because I think that God has an influence on our lives. But if you sit there and just pray for it and wait for it to happen, it is not going to happen. You also have to do the things and put the work in to make it happen. Therefore, sometimes I think that what the preachers say and how they say it can be very misleading to someone who's very insecure and has a lot of problems in adapting their behavior. So that's why in so many ways, psychology is very much an important aspect of it, and understanding yourself. And here's something that I would like you to do. And transactional analysis, it's a way of communicating. And the child always says, I want. The parent says, you should. And the adult says, I am able to. So what you want to do is take down and write, I want, as your child, and list all the things that you have that are your wants. What are the things that you want to accomplish in your life? What are the things that you would like to achieve or get recognition for? And then also think in terms of your parent or your mother or your father would always say to you, you should. Now write down all the shoulds that you remember your parents telling you. And think about it. One of the things that influence us are the tapes that we hear in our heads as adults of the things that we were told as children. That's why even though you may have a good self-esteem, if along the way you were given some negativity in your life, then that always seeps in along the way, so that you have to think in terms of how could I take better control of my life and make my life better and do what's right for me, because I can't live my life according to how someone else wants to live their life and then let them live their life through me, because there's always going to be a conflict there. So how can I change those behaviors so that things can be better for me? Because in a way, you have to control your own life. You have to control your own destiny. No one else can make your decisions for you or become the answer. So it is up to you in so many ways to do the things that you need to do for yourself. Then you also need to think of, now, do I like to be around people or do I like to work alone? Because if you're someone who likes to work alone, but you're in a people job, then you're going to resent it and you're going to talk to people in such a way that there's going to be negativity there. And those people will run away from you eventually. You will lose whatever credibility that you've achieved along the way because people will begin to resent you for trying to take control of them and live their lives. Now, my younger sister is a teacher and she's always worked in retail. Now, after 19 years of teaching, she decided she was going to quit teaching and go and find a whole new career. So she quit for 3 years. And then after 3 years, she went back to teaching because she found out that she couldn't find that whole new career. Because what happened was my father died when she was 16 years old. And I remember my mother telling me, now, go into teaching because you'll be guaranteed a job and you can have summers off to go do what you want to do. Well, that did not suit my personality because when you are in the public school system, you're dealing with kids who have a lot of issues and you have to be able to control the classroom and deal with all the things that come up. I'm in so many ways someone that wants to help people. So, therefore, I would not be very good at controlling a classroom of kids. Now what I do is I'm a trainer in human resources, but that gives me the ability to stand up and give information like I'm doing here, and it also allows me to help people to reach their goals and become successful. And that is a very much a different profession. In certain ways, it's teaching, but it's teaching adults, which is very different than teaching children. Now, my sister, when she quit teaching after 19 years, I asked her, well, what is it that you would like to have done? And she told me that what she would have liked to have done was to work with a company where she would go and keep the books and come down and sit down and tell them what she did with the books and how she did it and keep their records of their company straight. Well, that would have been great for her simple reason. She likes to control every situation, but she's not a real people person, so she would have spent a lot of time working alone, and it would have been perfect for her. So you really need to consider what is right for you. You cannot live your life for everyone else. You have to make the decision for yourself on whether or not you're doing what is right for you and not letting other people control you, because what we are seeing is that there are a lot of people out there, like my mother and my sister, who have a very low self-esteem, and instead of understanding their behavior and why they react that way, it makes them feel more important to talk negatively to you and drag you down, so therefore it makes them feel better about themselves. That is why it is important to understand how different people work together and how we can help them to adapt to each other. And how can we benefit each other? So what you want to understand is, what are your strengths and how can you determine what they are? How can you utilize them to your benefit, and how can you get help in the areas where you need them? Meaning that in those areas of your life where you do not like to do paperwork, or you do not like to sit and do tedious work, then who can you use who enjoys doing that, that can help you, so that you can, what you need to do is learn to delegate. We delegate in areas that are our weaknesses, not our strengths, but things. If you try to take control and do everything so that you gain the glory, then what's going to happen is that somewhere along the line, some of the things that need to get done to benefit everyone is going to not get done. So it is very important for us to understand those things and to learn how to adapt. So think of it this way. When you're coaching yourself, you need to think again about these questions. Am I prepared? What do I need to do to become prepared? And what are my strengths? And what are my weaknesses? And how well do I work with people? Can I adjust to their behaviors? Or do I like to control everyone around me? Do I like to be around people? Or do I like to work alone? If you like to work alone, then it is important for you that you learn to work alone. You do not need to, if you don't enjoy working with a group of people, then you should not be working with a group of people. Now, here's something that I would like to finish up with when I'm talking about this topic. Now, because I have a disability and I don't have depth perception or peripheral vision in my right eye, even though I enjoy watching the runners and the Peachtree Road Race, which is 55,000 people, I have determined that for me it is something that I cannot do. Simple reason, when I get in a crowd and I'm in the middle of them, and because I do not have the balance or the strength to deal with being crowds, I have found that when I'm in a crowd, whether they're coming at me or whether I'm in the middle of them, it's better for me to get out of that crowd into a place where I have better control of my body, and because it would be real easy for me to stumble over my feet and fall. And when I do that in a crowd, it's very easy to get hurt. So it is more important for me that I learn to do the things that are right for me. And I would like to finish up by inviting you to come back next week when our topic will be create your perfect work environment. And it is important to understand that when you are working in a position, you want to create an environment that works good for you and you have a good team around you. When you don't have those things, then in a lot of ways you begin to want to change jobs or you want to look for something else to do. So it is more important that we learn how to do the things and enjoy the things that we want to do. And I would like to invite you to come back next week and hear this topic.